everybody. It's Megan and Maria. We're coming to you live from inside of your listening device, whether that be your computer, your iPhone, your Android, or an old-fashioned radio.
Or even your own imagination. Perhaps the show is not real at all.
Either way, it's cramped in here, so please let us out.
Yeah, it's really tight. I am touching Megan's, like...
Leg. And just like a, but just like full on leg touch. And yeah. It's really weird.
It's just like, could we just have another inch?
It's super weird. So just like crack open your computer, bust open your iPhone.
Just let us out.
Open up your imagination.
Your mind palace.
Let us be free, please.
What if we weren't real, but we were just a figment in somebody's crazy, demented ramblings?
There's a non-zero chance that's a fact.
That we don't actually exist. The only way we exist. Well, yeah, that everything's a, you know.
Is virtual.
Is just a projection.
Yeah.
That we're all inside a marble at the end of Men in Black 2.
Yeah.
I mean, 1.
Yeah.
Not 2. That one was horrible. Don't see that one. Stop. Okay. Just watch the first one.
You know Tommy Lee Jones is from San Antonio? I've seen him several times in my life at several restaurants.
Backstory. Megan is from San Antonio. This is why she's telling me this.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You've seen him where you like Tommy Lee?
No, because he's like a notorious asshole.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were you like Tommy Lee? Why you gotta be a dick?
Why you gotta be a dick? No, I was just like, oh, hey, look at that. It's Tommy Lee Jones.
Was he eating some tacos?
It's like there's a really good, there's a chef. There's like the chef of San Antonio.
Whoa.
And he has a set of restaurants, and it was at one of this dude's restaurants. So there you go.
Great.
That's the end of that story. He was with a date. I will say that.
Ooh, Megan, you're laying down the gossip of like 5 years ago.
This isn't Magic the Amateuring. This is Us Weekly, the podcast.
Where we only specifically talk about Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones and Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah. And Nicolas Cage.
That we always need to know what happens on Nicolas Cage.
This would be the, worst show.
Just Nicolas Cage and Tommy Lee Jones news. Or the best.
We'll try and figure out for you by the end of the show what's up with Tommy Lee.
Yeah, man.
We'll look it up.
We will.
But actually, this is a show about Magic the Gathering.
Yes, it is. This is Magic the Amateuring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk to you about Magic. It's a show for newer players returning to the game, or anybody who likes to wear a shirt and also laugh.
That's the most people.
Oh, it's a lot of people.
If it's a magic theme shirt,
but even better.
All the better.
Even better.
Would you wear a magic shirt that was just said F6 on it?
Yeah. Yes. But if it was like on the front, it would have to be like just one of like the little like pocket, you know, like the front little emblems, mm-hmm. like on the side, or on the back, like full size F6.
But what if it was like it looked like a little computer, you know, keyboard key?
Oh, that would be really cool.
I just thought of that now, and it's the best idea I've ever had.
That's a great shirt idea. Nobody take that shirt
Nobody
idea.
Nobody steal this idea.
We are going to put that into the Magic the Amateuring arsenal of shirt ideas, which we have and are working on.
Yes.
And one day you'll be able to get the F6 shirt.
Yes. Ooh, so apparently Tommy Lee Jones is in Bourne 5, as in the Bourne Identity.
Oh.
It's set in Greece.
Fascinating.
This is your first update.
I'm so excited about the fact that means that there's going to be more.
Julia Stiles is back, just as well.
She was in 10 Things I Hate About You.
That movie is fantastic.
I love that movie. That also makes me think of what's his face, because we were also just talking today about A Knight's Tale.
We were. Another great film.
Another classic of the 90s.
One more update before we continue.
Yeah.
Matt Damon, you know, in the Bourne movies.
Yeah.
And Tommy Lee Jones. This is a headline. Uh-huh. Matt Damon and Tommy Lee Jones to use litter bins from Lim when they film new Bourne movie.
I don't know what any of that means.
Okay, this is a...
Litter bins, so it's British.
It's British.
Okay, I thought they were talking about, like, cat litter bins. So.
It is from Warrington Guardian. The Warrington Guardian.
Okay.
And apparently Lim, LYMM, is a company that's providing the litter bins on the set of the new film.
They're
supplying 15 to 20 Ooh. Of these bins, Megan.
Oh, my God.
15 to 20.
Can't get over that news.
Oh, my God.
Mind-boggling.
Anyway, on today's show, it's going to be a bit of a fun show. We're going to take questions from you guys out there in listener land, which we accepted on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at MTAcast if you want to get in on this hot action in the
very,
future.
Very few very few actual magic related questions, but do you know what? You guys ask.
This is what the people want.
We will answer.
And we're going to talk about the new upcoming set that's going to hit the airwaves after Battle for Zendikar.
Ooh. Yeah.
We're looking into the future here.
Absolutely. And if we have some time, we'll talk a little bit of trending in Magic Origins Draft that we've noticed.
Do you mean like trending, like things trend on Twitter?
Yeah. Like, what are people hashtagging when they draft Magic Oranges?
Hashtag oranges.
Yeah, I mean, that's mostly it.
Hashtag two drops. Magic news.
Maria.
What?
So, we talked...
What, Megan? What?
Maria, calm down.
Jeez, I am on the edge today.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tell you to calm down. If you are angry, you probably have a good reason to be angry, and you should go ahead and own that anger, but just make sure that you are expressing it in an appropriate and productive way.
Thank you.
Okay.
I wasn't really angry. I was mad because I had started a bag of chips over there, and I really want to eat the rest of them.
Maria, you can't.
Is that an appropriate use of my anger?
I mean, like, that's an appropriate reason to be angry.
Okay,
that's for sure.
Hangry is the word.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
So, we talked episodes and episodes ago when they made this big change to the way magic sets are released. So, instead of having a like a single block each year and a core set each year. So like in the last year, it's been, you know, it was Magic 2015, mm-hmm. followed by the Khans of Tarkir block with the three sets inside of that, or the three whatchamadoodles.
Whatchamadoodles.
The three whatchamadoodles.
Three sets inside the block.
Yes. Thank you. Three sets inside the block. What they're moving to is they're eliminating the core sets, hence why we had Magic Oranges.
Mm-hmm.
They're eliminating those. That was the very last one, and they're moving into, we're going to see two blocks each year, and each of those blocks will have two sets.
So smaller,
a big set and then a small set,
more compact.
Yes,
more stuff.
Exactly. They did this because they wanted to travel to more planes, because they felt like there were some chronic design issues with trying to do three sets inside of each block. And then sometimes, like, always one of those would suffer and always the core set would suffer. So they're like, hey, let's try this. So it's going to go big set, small set in the Return to Zendikar block.
Correct.
We already know Battle for Zendikar.
Battle for Zendikar. So we've spoiled some cards on last week's episode. Well, we didn't, you know, actually specifically, we didn't spoil them, but we told you about them.
Yes.
Like two good humans.
Yes.
But so.
Two good humans is the new name of this podcast. Two good humans.
That's also just a terrible name.
I know. I love it, though. That's why I love humans. It. Two good humans. That's like two old women who have a podcast where they just gossip about what's happening in their neighborhood.
It's definitely British.
Two good humans.
Battle for Zendikar is coming up on us real close here.
Mm-hmm. End of September. We're going to see that pre-release. Holy buckets.
That's crazy. So, crazy. That's happening. But what's going to happen after Battle for Zendikar?
Yeah, that Battle for Zendikar is the big set.
The big set, the large set.
In this expansion.
Yep. But coming up next will be the small set, Oath of the Gatewatch.
Ooh.
Oath of the Gatewatch.
Oath of the Gatewatch.
That is some lofty name, by the
way. It really is. Oh, it can't be Promise of the Gatewatch. It can't be Commitment of the Gatewatch.
That's just dumb.
What, you don't
Promise of the Gatewatch sounds kind
of
cool.
Promise of the Gatewatch? Oh, okay, but it's
But I have but a lot serious. Of things I would need to say in a day, and if I have to say that more than once, I might shoot myself. It's just too long.
Yeah, that's true.
Not enough time.
It is a lot of time.
Oath of the Gatewatch.
And also, very relevantly, when that set comes out, the draft will go Gatewatch, Gatewatch, Battle.
Correct. So, it's going to be small, small, big.
Small, small, big, man.
Just like my measurements. I feel like I made that joke on this show before.
I think we've made some sort of measurements joke.
But it's still
related
good.
To booster draft. Booster draft before.
Yes, I know we have, because then I said something like, I'm just shaped like a bong, essentially.
It was like big, big, small, 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 big. Small, big, small.
Small, big, small is like a snake that swallowed an apple.
Yeah.
Small, small, big looks like a bong.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I'm trying to think of another.
We call it pear-shaped.
Okay, sure, but I'm like...
Mind in the gutter.
I'm trying to say...
Mind in the gutter.
I'm trying to give a better example where it's a really skinny and then it's like, boop.
Oh, like a thermometer.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
Thermometer shaped. Oh, man, that girl's got a fine thermometer figure. Hot, hot, hot.
So this set is going to have only 184 cards. So, yep, ooh, small set. And the pre-release will be January 16th and 17th. So
hot, hot, hot.
It'll be 4 Oath to battle in the pre-release BT dubs.
Sweet.
Just so you know.
Very excited. We figured this probably has got something to do with all these planeswalkers running over to Zendikar to be like, holy F.
We are shutting down the gate.
We are
watching.
No more Eldrazi coming through that gate.
Yep.
Or going into that gate.
I don't know.
Yet to be determined which way the Eldrazi shall not go.
Are they trapping them in or out?
I don't know.
I'm not locked in here with you.
Like, maybe they close up. What if they... Okay, we know that we've made some very weird predictions that have come true.
That's actually creepily happened a number of times.
Okay, what if they managed to close off? Because the problem with the Eldrazi is that what they could potentially ravage all of the planes.
They want
to
eat worlds.
Yeah, they're not planeswalkers, but they have the capability to, like, destroy a whole plane and move on to the next one. What if they managed to somehow seal off the plane of Zendikar, except for one gate, to get away from it? And
you know,
they're there to watch the gate.
I like that because I would also like it to be that they completely destroy Zendikar.
Yeah.
Like, so they just, like, eat the shit out of it.
Exactly. Like, the planeswalkers, they can't save Zendikar.
Nope.
They fight for it. There's a battle for Zendikar.
They lose.
They fucking lose.
They lose.
They lose hard.
I would love that.
But then they find a way to seal off the plane.
Yep.
Except for one gate, and they have to make an oath where they're all going to watch
that gate.
Watch that gate.
Don't fall asleep, Jace. Do you hear me? Drink a monster, you jerk. I don't want this to be on you when they escape.
That's right, buddy. That's damn right.
You know what? I hope that is it, because I would love to see kind of a dark ending, you know?
I know that happened with Mirrodin and Phyrexia. The Phyrexians took over.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
The infect dudes. They just effed that plane real
so
hard.
The key art that has been released so far for this set shows the four planeswalkers kind of standing there with their hand in the air.
Which four, Maria?
We see Nyssa, we see Jace, we see Chandra, and we see
Gideon. Yeah,
with their arms up, kind of making a pact.
That's
so
right, they're making an oath or a promise.
This is our guess. Do you know, one of our predictions that came true was me saying that there should be something called the Beast with Two Backs.
I do remember that.
And it turned out to be Bestow.
That's right. That's right. Oh my God. That was an early one too.
Yeah.
That was a good prediction.
But it came because I was like, I want to put a creature on another creature.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
And then it happened.
And then it happened.
Holy F.
Something that did not come true was Huey Lewis in the news set. That did not come true.
I mean, someday.
One day. Yeah.
We can hope. We can hope. What's crazy is that, like, they would have had, that would have, like, been in design at the time that you talked about it.
Oh my God.
Like, it would have already been in the process of becoming a thing, and you were like, as you were
predicting it. What if someone listened to it? They're like, I need to bring something to that meeting. Oh God, what am I going to bring? I'll listen to Magic the Amateur.
Let's listen to two complete noobs talk.
That sounds plausible. That's probably what happened.
Probably
what
happened.
Let's take credit.
Yep.
So yeah, this is
anyways, I'm just saying, if I were writing the story, that's what would happen.
All right. I agree with you. I think that's pretty BA.
I know, right? Like Zendikar, which is too bad because Zendikar seems like a really cool plane.
I know. That's why it's sad.
I know.
They have the full art lands there.
Exactly. Like they can't just wreck a plane that nobody gives a fuck about.
Yeah. It's gotta mean something.
Whatever Tempest Block was. Does anyone even know where Tempest was?
Probably.
Was
like,
it a plane called Tempest? Because
probably
that's
a plane
the,
called
that's
Poop. Poop plane.
Let's just make Tempest the plane that we hate on. And
I
like
have
it's
no idea. I haven't even ever played it. I haven't.
Me neither. Me neither. Let's just pretend.
Okay. We hate Tempest. Screw Tempest.
We hate Tempest.
Yeah. I have nothing
that
to base
plane,
this on.
That plane is the worst. Why couldn't they destroy that one?
So, yeah, this should be pretty cool. Looking forward to it. I'm still just excited about Battle for Zendikar.
It's
everything
gonna be
we've
so
seen
cool
so far seems awesome.
Oh, it seems and so BA.
My heart
will go on.
Will go on.
For this set.
Battle for Zendikar into Oath of the Gatewatch.
Yes.
I will stand on the front of a sinking ship, a I put my arms out.
Okay, they weren't standing on the front wall. It was sinking.
That, I know, but I was just reimagining how much better that would have made the movie.
If it was only when the ship was sinking?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're like up there and they're like, yes, I'm flying, Jack. And he's like, yeah, you really are. You really are, because we are going down fast. And then they had sex in a car.
I'll tell you who was going down fast.
Up top. Okay. In Tommy Lee Jones news, this is some news for you. Clutch, which is apparently a band, wanted Tommy Lee... Oh, that's Tommy Lee John. Never mind. To guest on a new album.
This is not Tommy Lee John news,
I don't
Maria.
Even know who that is.
Me neither.
Oh, my God. Is there literally really no more Tommy Lee Jones news other than stuff having to do with Bourne Identity?
And that trash can.
That trash can story.
That litter bin, which is a way more British and great way to say it.
Maybe we'll find some stuff about our other friend that I can update. Anyway, so let's talk about some questions people have tweeted at us.
Mailbag time.
Mailbag. All right.
Sweet. Well, you guys, thank you, one, for your questions.
Yep.
Two, thank you for your plethora of non-magic related questions, which we will also answer this one time.
So, Megan.
Yes.
What cards are you excited to see rotate out of standard? I wonder what she's going to say.
He's not leaving yet, Maria. He's still going to be around.
Oh, really?
Yes. Stupid Siege Rhino.
Yeah, Siege Rhino.
That guy. That guy can really just get out of here.
That was the nicest way you've ever said it.
I hate him.
Just get out of here.
But he's still here. He's still with us for another GD set of months.
Yeah,
it's not a year anymore because of the new rotation. So we're gonna be able to bid him a fond adieu.
I think when you say fond, you don't mean fond.
I don't. I mean, I'm fond of the goodbye. That makes sense.
Yeah. What about like Jeskai Ascendancy?
That one will also still be around. Okay. I'm sad to see a lot of the pieces of Jeskai Ascendancy rotate out. Like Sylvan Caryatid, like the Jeskai Ascendancy combo. I'm thinking strictly of the combo, even though that hasn't been a thing for a little while. But yeah. Sylvan Caryatid, which is pretty important, a Retraction Helix, which is necessary. These things are going goodbye.
Yep,
I'm quite sad.
What about is Courser of Krufix going away yet?
It is. Courser of Krufix is leaving, and that is going to be actually. Wait, I have an answer for you.
Sure.
Thoughtseize.
Thoughtseize, yeah.
Thoughtseize is leaving, and I am very interested.
You think they're not going to print another Thoughtseize?
No, man. They hadn't printed it since Lorwyn.
Sorry, my music box just activated.
Music box activate. Anyways, so Thoughtseize is getting the boot right now, man.
All
right. And I'm super interested to see what black-based control decks are going to do without it.
Yeah, that'll be
that
really
card
interesting.
Is just an effort.
You know, I am one of the people who's like, get out of here, Courser.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see you anymore.
I liked Courser. I do feel like it was very like dominating.
I feel like it was dominating, number one. Number two, it enabled games like to just go on forever.
That is very true.
Gain your life, put down a big booty blocker. It was part of that green-white deck that just would not stop.
Yes! With what's it called?
Yeah, what is it called?
Mastery of the Unseen.
Mastery of the Unseen.
Yes, the Mastery of the Unseen deck. Mm-hmm. Whew, that was something else. Yeah. I'm a little sad to see Courser go. I mean, it's a unique
memories.
And interesting and cool card. But it has really done a lot of work in the past few years, so it'll be interesting to see what happens without it.
I must say I'm always pushing for I want more new, innovative, interesting decks that are unusual.
Yeah.
And I think Scissors is exactly one of those kinds of decks.
Yes. The Ensoul Artifact that's going on right now.
So
it's very sad that Ensoul is going to be leaving.
Yep.
So
what are they gonna do?
That deck just might not be viable. Ornithopter is also going.
Yeah, that's true.
So that deck unfortunately had a very like a sad quick lifespan.
It was like a what are those things in trees?
Cicadas?
It's like a cicada. They live for a day or whatever it is, a week.
Uh-huh.
They're underground. So this deck was building for a long time, and Soul Artifact was around for a long time. Nobody did anything with it.
Yeah.
It's waiting.
Yeah.
Under the dirt. Yeah. Comes out, lives for a week, makes everybody's life a fucking living hell.
Yeah. leaves all of those like skins around.
Is loud.
Yes.
And then it dies.
Yeah.
I just made the best metaphor I've ever made in my entire life right now.
But I wonder if we're going to see some sort of Thopter deck. As we've seen, Hangerback Walker.
That's
Christopher
true.
Hangerback Walken
mm-hmm.
is a very powerful card. So I would not be surprised if there will be some sort of incarnation of that deck.
Well,
I would love
so.
To see a Thopter Spy Network deck.
I mean, that I would love
that's
that
a,
as well.
That's a dream. I would love to see that.
Lots of silly little Thopters flying around like Coruscant. I want my board state to look like Coruscant. Hashtag Star Wars joke. Hashtag I'm the best.
We're also going to see the disappearance of our favorite. Ashiok. Just our favorite Ashiok.
Our favorite Ashiok.
Who defies any other label.
I was going to say favorite person with amazing nails.
Yes, that is also true. Favorite person with what appears to be a cloud for a head.
I thought it was just like a little veil.
Oh, I thought his head is disappearing into mist.
I don't know. Those nails, though. Get it, girl.
Their head looks like it's misting away.
Oh, well, I'm going to look closer at that.
Yeah.
So this person also asked us, thank you, Damien, for that first question. What other podcasts, magic or non-magic, do you enjoy?
We listen to both Limited and Constructed Resources.
Yes.
Those are ones that we listen to. We love our friends over at the
Girlfriend
Command.
Bracket.
Oh, the Girlfriend Bracket. There you go. That's a good one.
Yep.
You can also go and listen to old episodes of The Deck Tease,
mm-hmm.
which is a great interview podcast that Erin was doing before she got the Girlfriend Bracket started.
Yep.
Love our friends over at the
Command Zone.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Great and show. There's a wonderful big complete list of them out there in the world. Those are a couple that come to mind.
Non-magic podcasts, I love Radiolab,
mm-hmm.
and I suggest everybody in the world should listen to that, as well as 99% Invisible, which is a similar show. Both are about science, and 99% Invisible is about design, and they're really great and very, very interesting and very well done.
If you haven't listened to Serial,
get
obviously.
On that. Where have you been living? This American Life classic.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Magic the Amateuring? I would recommend that. just in general.
Yeah.
Those are my top ones. I know those are all like classic standbys, but that there's a reason that they are.
Yeah.
They're just good.
Nice.
All right.
Let's see. We also have...
Which of the three main Eldrazi would you most likely go on a date with and why? Great question.
Emrakul, go big or go home.
Whoa, he is going to eat your world.
She
is going to eat your world. Wink, wink.
Aeon's torn.
She's going to tear your aeons?
That is the worst correction.
Dude, that sounds like what happens when you have a child.
I'm never having a kid. I hear it tears your aeons.
My aeons are tearing. Get a doctor in here.
Can she have...
It's totally normal, ma'am.
Can she have a kid? No, her aeons are torn. She can't have another one.
I really want my boyfriend to tear his aeons because I don't really want kids
Look,
right now.
I'm just saying that none of us want to date Kozilek because Butcher of Truth
Yikes.
Is obviously just a bad...
Because
like,
he's just going to lie all the time.
Yes.
I don't want someone
or
to
they.
Lie to me.
I don't
me.
Know how Kozilek identifies.
I have no idea.
I only know Emrakul.
Okay. Who is the last one?
Ulamog,
the infinite Euro.
Yes, except now
the ceaseless
they are no
hunger?
Longer an infinite Euro. They are the ceaseless hunger.
Oh, God. Okay, Ulamog. So we're going to go out to dinner a lot, obviously.
Yeah.
Is Ulamog going to pay?
I mean, yeah, probably.
This
they're
is
a,
like
they're
one
an
date.
Eldrazi titan. They can pay.
Okay, that's a point one for date. Them. But I think I'm going to have to go with you.
Emrakul. Like,
Emrakul,
yeah.
I just want the ultimate Eldrazi experience.
And really, you can only get that with Emrakul. Go big or go home.
And it just looks like a big flying cloud of pink pubes. So,
I mean,
it's all out there. No question. I'm not like, I wonder if the curtains match the drapes. Nope. Everything is the curtains and the drapes. It just is. That's what you are. You are. Wait, the curtains and the drapes? The carpet and the drapes. God dang it.
I wasn't even questioning curtains and drapes.
Curtains and drapes is like the left side thing. Of your hair and the right side of your hair.
Do the curtains match the drapes?
Yeah.
Yes, both sides of my head are the same color hair.
And I'll... Emra Cool's carpet mat... My, okay. Oh, fuck. Whatever.
Okay. If you were going to take one of the Planeswalkers out for dinner and a movie, who would you take and what kind of movie?
Great question. Similar to the last question.
Chandra and we would go see Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh my god, that is like, a perfect answer.
Isn't that not like a perfect... Like, that's just it. Like,
that is the correct answer.
Thank you. Thank you.
I, of course, would take out Liliana because, obviously, and we would go see M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, The Visit.
Yes, that seems correct also.
A lot of people tell me that don't even trust M. Night. He has just he really been terrible has, like, in the past.
He has a really spotty track record.
I mean, yes, like, The Happening happened. Let's just put that out there.
It did. It happened.
It was... the worst.
Yeah.
But I happen to like The Village that he did. I really liked that.
I haven't seen The Village.
Most people hate it. So, who knows. But anyway, we're going to go see a scary movie together. That's the point. So, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Can an infinite euro satiate an endless hunger? Apparently not.
Well, I mean, this euro literally never ends. So.
But.
Neither does the hunger. Oh my god! It's like a Mobius strip!
So the answer, I think the answer though is
the
no.
The answer is no.
The answer is no, it does not.
No, DJ, it does not.
This
question comes from a friend of the show, Doc.
Follow him at MTGO Doc. You can watch him stream. He asks, why is leg?
Great question.
Great question.
I would say leg is because...
Leg is.
Well, yeah, leg is, if you want to get deep. I would say leg is because we had lamps in our life, but we did not know what to put the bulbs on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would say leg is because foot is.
Well, what came first, the leg or the foot?
I mean, if we're talking about my personal body, are we going from top to bottom or bottom to top?
I don't know. How did you develop as a fetus? Which popped out of your weird goo body first?
That is the
like,
worst.
Like, how does it happen?
That is the worst. I don't know.
Does the foot just kind of, there's the blob,
no,
and then the foot is like.
Goo. It's not goo that forms into shapes. That's not a thing.
That's what it, what else is a baby in there? You think it just comes ready looking like a baby?
I'm sure that these, like, the cells accumulate in the shape that they're going to someday be.
So you think it just kind of coalesces into a foot.
Or it interior, like, grows from the inside out like a plant.
And I say it emerges forth.
That it's
from
goo,
the, from
and then
the
it forms itself into stuff. I think I know. I'm
just imagining a blob and then like a foot just like coming on out.
Well, Doc, it's the last time you ask a question like that.
When are you guys going to dip into Legacy? And what would you play?
Let us get on that modern train first. We're working real hard on the modern train.
It's true.
If I would say that, like, from what I've watched of Legacy, I would probably like to play Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like not letting other people do things. And
classic
casting
Megan.
Entreat the Angels. I love the way that the decks have been built to manipulate the few Miracles. In this case, it's not as many. But it's still super cool. I love it.
We are also not millionaires. So...
Yeah. We're working on it. So, but someday, modern stuff, hopefully coming to you soon.
Yeah.
We're working hard on
it. We are very near completion on our deck. Somebody tweeted and asked about which lands I still needed for my Boggles deck, and the answer is all of them except for Misty Rainforests. So, send them my way. All right, what should Wizards do with that giant Eldrazi they unleashed on Seattle? So this happened at PAX.
Yeah, I hope it's in someone's home.
I hope that's someone adopted that Eldrazi.
Yeah.
And had it spayed and or neutered.
Yeah, we don't need any Eldrazi spawn running around.
No.
Or Eldrazi scions either.
Yeah, either way.
My real hope is that it's in like someone's backyard. Like, because you know how they had that leg that was like emerging from the side of the building? I hope that someone just like took that to their house and attached it to the side of their house.
That would look cool.
That would look awesome. And it like squashes the front side.
In violation of every building code ever.
Whatever. Building codes are for suckers.
Oh, somebody wanted to expand on the question of which plane Zachary would take out for dinner in a movie. They want to know what restaurant and what would you eat?
Well, Chandra and I, while watching Mad Max Fury Road, would obviously just be eating...
Fire.
I was going to say jalapeno poppers that we smuggled into the theater.
Ooh, that's great.
Like, we're not even going to dinner.
That's great.
We brought in, jalapeno poppers and pizza rolls, and we're eating them out of our backpacks.
Well, Lily and me went to probably a really expensive, dark, creepy basement-type restaurant.
I really feel like that's a restaurant niche that hasn't been filled yet.
No, we went to Hell's Kitchen in Minneapolis.
Oh, Hell's Kitchen. That makes a lot of sense.
And perfect. I got steak because I love steak. What pizza is the best pizza? Great question. I have my answer.
All pizza.
My answer is feta plus pepperoni plus garlic plus onions.
That's fair. That falls under my answer of all pizza.
It does?
Except fuck mushrooms.
Well, yeah, I'm not putting that on my pizza at all. Yeah, so you can get that at Pizza Luce up here in Minneapolis/Minnesota. So if you guys can't get that kind of pizza that I just described, cry because it's brilliant. Or else just dump some feta on a pepperoni pizza sometime. Try it.
Ben Counter asks, could either of you knock out a horse with one punch? No.
No.
I wouldn't hit a horse.
Neither could I knock a horse out with one punch.
I mean, I'm just going to go with I'll never know because I'd never do it.
I could knock a horse out with one kiss.
Wow.
It would just be that good.
I mean, impressive.
And that horse's mouth is probably big, so it's not like it's not challenging.
Weird.
Seth wants to know, have you ever had to deal with people cheating in pre-releases by adding cards from an earlier pool?
The answer is no.
Not to my knowledge. I mean, this is something I actually think about at pre-releases. I'm like, I wonder. But it's not, it's a friendly event, so there's really...
My answer is that if you're cheating at pre-releases, that person just has, way more emotional baggage on the table than you do.
That's right. Just kind of feel sad for them because they're cheating at a pre-release.
At a pre-release.
A fun, non-competitive event. Slightly competitive event. Give me a break.
Calm down, friend.
Calm down, friend.
All right. We also have...
I was looking to see if we had some more emails, but some email questions. We have two very nice... emails that were written to us by Nicholas and Travis thanking us for the podcast. So I just want to give a shout out to those guys.
Aw, thank you guys. We love and appreciate emails.
Some beautiful, beautiful thank you emails. So thank you guys.
Absolutely. Oh, Sean asks, how will you ever choose cutest card with all these adorable Eldrazi running around Zendikar?
Oh my gosh, Sean. I know what you're saying. I've looked at the spoilers so far and I already have a cutest card contender.
I know who it is and I'm not going to tell you guys.
Yeah, I told Megan. I normally don't tell her, but
if you scroll through the spoilers, you'll be like, holy, holy buckets, that card is cute.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just a little sneak peek at which way the award might currently be leaning. It's just like when you walk into a room full of really attractive people and you're like, oh, no, I have to pick the most attractive one. But there is a most attractive one.
Really?
I don't know. I've never been in that situation.
Okay. There is a question here from somebody on our email.
Yes.
It might be complicated. But Megan, perhaps you can listen.
Okay.
So this person listened to all of our episodes, all of our back episodes, by the way. Holy cow.
Thank you.
Wow. Great job. You have fortitude. And wanted to play FNM, so bought Abzan Aggro to play.
Solid deck.
The first and only guy I play managed to beat me 2-1. Mm-hmm. I thought myself, not bad for the first time around. Then I did some thinking and thought I was robbed out of a fair game. Let me explain. The first game I won very easily against his Mirror Abzan deck. The second game he played Dromoka's Command twice. Each time he played it, he chose to have target creature attack another creature. However, he would attack with the same creature he used to attack another creature, stating the creature didn't tap because of Dromoka's Command. I did not say anything because I was new and I thought that he knew more than me.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to go ahead and pause. I see the point of confusion.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Dromoka's Command is not an an attack. If we're going to pull
Oh, I see. Really quickly, I see what he's saying. Yep.
Yeah. So what you're thinking of is cards that have fight abilities. So in the case of Dromoka's Command, it's going to have one creature fight another creature. You can't attack anyone except another player. Or you can also choose to attack a planeswalker if they have a planeswalker in play. So you can't actually, one, attack other players' creatures with your creatures. So what you're thinking of is a fight ability, which is on Dromoka's Command, which is on, what's the 4-mana green one from the current set? +2/+2, fight.
I can't remember the name.
Anyways, so there's, right, this is usually
Green's
type
card.
Of removal. This is how green gets the removal, is through these fight abilities. And fighting is not actually attacking. It causes the two creatures to deal damage to one another equal to their power, but it's not actually an attack.
Correct.
So it does not actually cause them to tap.
Yeah.
So in that case, your opponent was using Dromoka's Command correctly. One of the reasons why Dromoka's Command is actually like a really great card, it's seeing standard play right now because it does have this instant speed fight ability, which is quite powerful.
So the same question, he used Dromoka's Command to fight, use the word attack, but
yeah.
To fight flying thopters and flying vampire, and yes,
or something without flying,
correct,
or something with flying,
that works as well.
Yep. And again, the fight ability, the nice thing about it is that, one, it's not attacking, so it's not going to tap your creatures, and two, you can have something without reach fight something with flying.
Yep.
So there you go. I hope that answered your question. Thank you very much for your email. I remember seeing that one in the inbox.
Here's another one right here.
Yeah.
From Rob. I'll be attending my first competitive level event in a few weeks. I started playing during cons pre-release, and the most competitive I've played so far is game day. I have a rogue standard deck, and I really just want to test out my deck building skills versus others. What advice do you have for me attending? I have already been told to bring extra sleeves in case one tears, and I know I need to bring a notepad to track life instead of just using dice. I agree with that wholeheartedly. It's kind of one of my personal pet peeves. I think everybody should write down life totals. Dice, you know, it just,
yeah,
it can get messy. One of them can get hit.
One thing to note is that if you do have an opponent who is using dice, or really any time life totals change, I also always verbally confirm it.
Correct.
So like your opponent attacks you, your life total changes, you're going to mark it on your paper, and then you'll say it out loud. Not just you, also I do it for both of us. It's
right.
Like, okay, so 15, 20.
Yep, I agree with that.
Something like that.
So he says, what other suggestions do you have? Thanks, and P.S. I did not write this while pooping. So thank you for that.
One, make sure that you have paper and pen and dice and extra sleeves. Those are all great things to bring.
Yep.
I would say remember to, like, especially if you're going to an FNM, like, say hi to people. You know, it's nice to, it's, FNM is a nice way to get to know the community around you, to build community, to get to know people, which are part of the reason why we play the great game of Magic. So, you know, go ready to try and, you know, get to know people so that hopefully you're going to feel really happy about going back to that store because maybe you'll see familiar faces. You'll start to make friends.
And if you're going to a GP, I recommend taking snacks in your bag.
Yes.
To help keep up your stamina. Yeah.
Even honestly, 4 rounds is a lot.
That's true.
If that's how many, and some of them are more. So snacks are, I feel, always a good idea.
I would say it's good sportsmanship to shake hands after a match. Tell mm-hmm. your opponent good game.
Absolutely.
That's something to bring. Bring a great attitude.
Yeah. Remember to keep your eye on the clock, especially if you're a newer player. It can be, I know I still often play slowly if I'm not super familiar with what's going on. So keep an eye on the clock and make sure that you want to, you know, if possible, not have a draw. You want to finish your rounds in time.
Yep.
Yeah. Those are the things that I can think of.
That's the important things.
Yeah. I like to, personally, I don't do it with like pre-releases or drafts all the time, but with maybe something like an FNM, especially if you're trying to work out how your deck works, you might want to, like, on your notepad, when there's a change in life, make a little note about, like, what happened. So if your notepad says like 2020 and then your opponent all of a sudden is like at 17, you can write like crack to fetch, comma, thoughtsies. So it's like you have a little bit of notes, or take a minute after your games to like make a little note about how that match went.
Yeah.
Like, did you punt really badly? Like, maybe write a note about, like, oh my goodness, I forgot to stop my opponent at at their end step, and I untapped without doing something on end step that I meant to do.
I would say wait till the end of the game to write it down.
Yeah, I mean at the end of the match.
At the end of the match, right. Yeah. LSV is big about being like, yeah, you shouldn't really worry too much about making notes unless you're writing down what cards your opponent has because you thought sees them or whatever. Because you want to concentrate on the gameplay. But
yeah, if you ever do know your opponent's hand for some reason, maybe because of a course or because of a thought sees, write down their cards and then cross them off as they play them.
Oh, and remember to shuffle or cut your opponent's deck. Don't just tap it and say good job.
Yes.
Those are our quick tips. We do episodes where we go more into depth about what you should bring with you at GPs and that sort of thing, which you can go through our archives at magictheamateuring.com and find it. But there's a quick little rundown for you.
Yeah, man.
So we had a bunch of silly questions followed by two, like, serious ones.
I know.
Wow, everybody is, you know, really interested to hear us answer why is leg.
I mean, you guys are going to get more of an answer than you bargained for. Hey, everybody. That's going to be our episode for today.
Yes, it is.
We didn't get around to talking about drafting Magic Oranges.
Well, let's give them a quick what to do, well, how you do. You.
Mostly, we just wanted to note how incredibly good red, white, and red, black are.
Yeah.
You guys, they're just really good.
Yes. I was telling Megan I want an A4 with a red, white, just all two drops mostly.
Yeah.
And ways to enable those two drops to get through.
I've even had a red, black, or not a red, a red, blue deck. That really? Was just yep. like a really good tempo aggro deck.
Yeah. Love it.
So that's mostly just the note it has become increasingly noticeable to me that every time that I'm in red, I just feel like my deck is usually quite good.
Yeah, just pick those fiery
impulses.
Impulses, man. And those topin free blades.
I also had the act of treason. I had three rage mutts. Are those the not rage mutts? The blazing hellhounds. Three blazing hellhounds.
That's awesome.
And a couple of act of treasons and an enthralling victor. It was insane.
Yeah, I mean, the classic tiny little dudes beat down deck backed up with a bunch of tricks is my bread and butter, basically. So I love an archetype that allows me to draft that.
In this set, it is doing quite well.
Yes.
All right, so that's the down and dirty rundown. Down, dirt.
The down and dirty rundown. That's an dirty 80s rundown. Action movie for sure.
Down and dirty rundown.
Everybody, if you want to listen.
The rundown is a movie starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You should watch it.
I thought you were going to say Tommy Lee Jones, and then this podcast would have been perfect.
It would have been.
And now it's just a B.
Sorry.
If you want to listen to Magic the Amateuring, check us out, you guys. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, mtgcast.com, magictheamateuring.com, and themeatery.org.
Absolutely. You can find us online. I am Ice Cream Socialist.
I'm Horny _ Unicorny.
Thanks so much for checking us out. You can donate to the show on Patreon. Donate as little as $1 an episode.
Single dollar.
And we really appreciate it. It goes towards making everything run. And making sure that we can keep providing you all with the content that you are used to hearing from us. Namely, updates on Tommy Lee Jones and Nicolas Cage.
That's at patreon.com/mtacast. I'm going to send out a new round of the goodies that our patrons get, the rewards, coming out here really soon. So if you pledge at the $2 level, you get an awesome, never-before-seen Magic the Amateuring wristband. So get on that, you guys. It's pretty cool. We're almost at the level enough to start producing Magic the Prothering, Megan.
Oh, snap. It'll be so great.
It'll be great.
So, you guys, thanks so much for another great week. Yeah. I guess Maria and I are going to continue living our cramped existence.
I guess so.
Inside of this computer and or iPhone and or Android.
Yeah.
In your imagination.
Our crazy person's mind.
Slip some food in. If you just jam a breadstick into where your headphones plug in when you're done listening to this.
That is the worst tech advice I've ever heard.
It'll get to us.
Some IT guy is like hanging himself now. Don't put a breadstick up there. They'll never get it out. The crumbs. Oh God, the crumbs.
Oh God, the crumbs.
But that's Nicolas Cage's new catch line in his next movie. It's not going to be, oh God, the bees. It's going to be, oh no, the crumbs. Oh no, the crumbs. Not the crumbs.